WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 946th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
Welcome all you two, and come listen to me. Let me tell you about a new boogie beat. There's no hesitation, it's a weep in the nation. It's the boogie woogie down the South American way. While Madame Lazonga was teaching La Conga in a little cabana in old Havana, we were doing the Charleston and balling the jazz. Then that old black bottom fella started to jitterbug red. Out together, then you circle around, count one, two, three, then put your right foot down, and you circle your lady as you swing and you sway. Do the boogie woogie down the South American way. While Madame Lazonga was teaching the conga in a little cabana in old Havana, the folks in old Mexico were doing the tango, and we were stepping to the rhythm of an old guitar. Water came Cuban Pete, started the boogie to the rumba beat. It's the rumba boogie, last dance of the white. Do the boogie woogie down the rumba Cuban all style.
Thank you, friends. This is Hank Snow speaking for all the Rainbow Ranch boys and the entire Opry gang and bidding you welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight, featuring Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, Miss Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and all your Grand Ole Opry friends.
And, Grand, don't forget our special guest, a fellow who lays down a lot of fine country fiddling and singing, Benny Martin. Now let's dust off home plate and say hello to our favorite funny man. And here's Hohenwald's number one citizen, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Howdy, Mr. Hank.
Hello, Rodney.
Howdy, Claire. How you
doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, Hank, I got me a new job, buddy.
What doing?
I got me a job out here with the carnival this fall. Yeah. And all I had to do is poke my head through a hole in a piece of canvas and people throw baseballs at my head.
That sounds good.
Oh, it was a fine job, but I'm telling you the truth, I ain't able to sit down yet.
Well, now, what's throwing baseballs at your head got to do with you sitting down?
Well, I forgot to tell you, they rented out the back to a dart game.
Yeah, it adds up.
I quit that job right quick, boy. I quit that job right quick.
I can see why.
I went on down the midway there and got me a job with a fella that had two lions in a cage.
Mm.
Yeah, and one of his lions had died.
Yeah.
And he hired me to get in a lion skin and get in the cage with that other lion.
Don't like that.
Well, there was bars between me and that other lion.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's the only reason I got in there. Flitter, you don't think I'm stupid, dude. I got in there, and that feller went out in front of the place, and he made a big spiel, you know.
Yeah.
Made a big talk there and got a lot of people to come up there in front.
Yeah.
He says, now, friends, 25 cents, and you can see this here, these two lions fight it to the death. I'm going to drop these bars between them.
25.
And by Ned, he did.
He did.
Yeah, he let them bars down when I got in there, and that big old lion made a dive at me and growling.
Oh,
it scared me. But I ducked under him, gee.
You did.
Yeah, and then he made another dive at me, and as he went by, I sunk my store-bought teeth in his ear.
Mm.
And I just plimped down like that, and he says, ooh. Wait a minute, Rod. Get up, fool. I'm a hillbilly, too.
That's a good one.
Hey, Hank.
Yeah.
Have you noticed all these new cars they got out this year?
Yeah.
Ain't they pretty?
They got some beauties
out. Oh, they've got some of the prettiest cars this year I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they do.
I decided the other day I'd go down and trade my old car in for a new one.
Oh, did you?
And this salesman says, what kind of car have you got? I mean, how many will it seat?
Yeah.
I says, well, it's a 5-passenger car. Holds 5, but it'll hold 8 if they're well acquainted.
Yeah. Yeah, real well acquainted.
My Uncle Sipe bought him a new car the other day.
It is?
Yeah, he got a new car. I don't know what kind he got yet, but anyhow, he told me on the phone that he didn't know it had fluid drive until last night.
Well, how'd you find out last night?
A policeman stopped him and told him he had too much fluid to drive. Yeah. And then this year, policemen ask him a lot of questions, see?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, right. Looked at his driver's license, and then ask him, says, are born? He says, yeah. I was born.
Yeah.
Says, where were you born?
Yeah.
He says, right down here in Lewis County.
Yeah.
Feller says, what part? Uncle Sipe says, all of me, you fool.
Naturally.
He says, well, have you lived there all your life? Yeah. He says, no, not yet.
Hardly.
He says, well, one more question. Who was your mother before she was married? Uncle Sipe says, now that's the silliest thing that I ever heard anybody ask anybody. Yeah. Who was my mother before she was married?
Yeah.
I didn't know my mother before she was married.
Yeah.
Well, it's been nice seeing you, Hank. I got to go down and see if I can find my gal, Susie.
Are you looking for Susie again?
Yeah. I asked her again last night to marry me, and she says, Rod, I can't marry you, but I'll be your friend forever.
That's
good. In fact, I'll be your friend till the end.
Poor old Susie.
I says, that's fine, Susie, friend. Loan me $10.
Uh-oh.
She says, this is the end.
Rod Brasfield, yes, sir. And it'll be real hard getting things down to earth after that, I'll tell you.
But, on the other hand, I bet we can. And we'll do it with one of Grand Ole Opry's finest young stars, one of our very special favorites in the country field, and a great guy. Let's bring him on the big welcome, Benny Martin. Benny, we're sure proud, buddy, and pleased to have you with us on the show tonight. Say, what do you got planned? You doing any personals these days?
Yeah, we got some shows coming up, Hank. We'll be down in Manchester, Tennessee, November the 26th.
Good.
Phil Kimmel, Alabama, November 28th. Hamilton, Alabama, November the 29th, and we go out to Fort Worth, Texas on the 7th of December.
Boy, we get around, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Say, while you're here, Benny, I know the folks will all appreciate it, and so would I if you'd sing that real fine tune of yours called I Saw Your Face in the Moon, okay?
I saw your face in the moon. Well, you threw the smile at me. Pretended you were happy, but in your eyes I could see you were hiding thoughts of bygones, of days you and I once knew. Oh, I could see your smile was fading with the gloom when I saw your face in the moon. I wanted so much to hold you, but I just can't get to you. I guess by now I'll go on dreaming, hoping you'll come back soon. Oh, you're
it's almost time to go picking all Americans, ain't it, Mr. Snow?
Yep, wouldn't be long before they'll be decided.
And, buddy, I've already picked one American, all American, and I mean it'll stand up all year round any year.
Now, who have you picked, Rodley?
Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. By Ned, it's a star.
Score one for you, because it sure is, Rod. PA's a top winner when it comes to freshness, flavor, and fun. And it's always fresh, that special PA flavor. All the flavor nature puts into the tobacco, but brought out even finer and tastier. And the downright fun and comfort of a pipe full of Prince Albert just can't be beat.
And making men like it, too, don't they?
Ah, they sure do, Rod, because PA's crimp cut lets them roll the best making, best taste and smoke they ever enjoyed. Pipe smoker or makings man, you latch onto Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and, buddy, you've latched onto the most comfortable, the most enjoyable smoking you've ever done. PA is the name, Prince Albert. It's square dance time at the Grand Ole Opry with Tommy Vaden doing the fiddling on Old Joe Clark and everybody dancing. One of the vital parts of America and Americans is our belief in God and freedom of religion. Here at the Opry, we express these things in song, and we'd like to do one of our sacred songs for you right now. So here with the able assistance of one of America's leading quartets is the Jordanaires to help me do a little song soon called The Last Mile of the Way.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in His beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. If for Christ I proclaim the glad story, if I seek for His sheep gone astray, I am sure He will show me His glory when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way.
Thank you very kindly, friends. Well, here comes my good buddy from the RCA Victor record label and from the Grand Ole Opry. So, how about some choice pickings from Chet Atkins and the Alabama Jubilee?
Thank you.
I tell you, that's mighty fine picking there, Chet, and thanks. You know, about 10 days ago, our gal Saturday was all over the TV screens with our good friend Tennessee Ernie Ford. But she's back with us, and we're mighty glad, because there's nobody just like our own Cousin Minnie Pearl!
I'm just so proud to be here. And ooh-wee, I just look around here, and I just see so many handsome fellers here. Oh, I just love to look at them. But you know, we got the scariest bunch of fellers around here in Nashville I ever seen in my life. Just plumb scary. Why, today there was a feller whistled at me, and I turned around, and he run away. Just run like a scared rabbit. Just scary. All these fellas. Bashful, I reckon. But you know, men, I'm going to tell y'all something about men. They don't make much sense. You know, a girl will spend a small fortune on one of them here fancy evening dresses, you know, that haven't got no back hardly at all and not much in front. And she'll spend all that money for one of them dresses like that. And the men will stand around all evening and admire something that didn't cost nothing at all. But I tell you, when I was a young girl, I want y'all to know that we never thought of doing what the young girls do today. We didn't. We never thought of doing what the young girls do today. That's one reason we didn't do it. We just never thought of it, you know? Oh, me. But I don't have to worry because I've got my feller, Hezzy. Oh, when we go to a dance, I want you to know the girls just fall all over Hezzy. Just fall all over him. Him and his big feet. He's got the biggest feet I ever seen in my life. He has to back up to a door if he aims to knock on it.
He does, sure does.
Yeah. But I want to tell you the news from Grinder's Switch is that Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosie went to New York City by themselves last week. And when they come back, well, they was telling me about going to one of them there nightclubs up there. When they got up there to New York City, well, they had never been to one of them nightclubs. And Uncle Nabob asked some feller up there, what time did the show usually start? And the feller said, oh, about 11 o'clock, I reckon. And Uncle Nabob says, that late? Why, my goodness, a feller's been in bed asleep for hours before then. Says, well, that's when they usually start, 11 o'clock. So Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosie waited till 11 o'clock, and when they finally got in the nightclub that late, you know, well, them chorus girls come out, and Uncle Nabob said, you ought to saw some of them costumes them girls almost was wearing. And Aunt Ambrosie turned around to Uncle Nabob and says, now you see there? Says, I know that fella's wrong about what time this show's supposed to start. Said, this is entirely too late for the show. These girls have done undressed, getting ready to go to bed. Bye, Dad.
Ah, yes. Cousin Minnie Pearl. Sure enjoyed it. Say, Minnie, is Hezzy waiting for you?
Well, Hezzy's up in Wisconsin on a trip.
Gee, that's mighty cold country this time of the year.
Hezzy's all right. He's got his pipe and his Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and that'll keep him real comfortable.
Well, good for Hezzy, and good for all of us that Prince Albert gives a fellow such a wonderful and comfortable pipeful. Gives him fresh, tasty tobacco with that special, rich Prince Albert flavor. Gives him a lazy, long, burning smoke every time. See, PA has a secret way of keeping all the flavor nature puts in tobacco and then bringing it out even finer, richer, and tastier.
And you making men, don't you feel left out now, because crimp-cut PA and OCB paper rolls into the nicest-looking
and best-tasting cigarette
you ever enjoyed.
So pipe smokers and making men enjoy all the comforts and rich flavor of Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now, what do you say, how about another fine country song from a great fellow, our guest star, Benny Martin?
Benny, old buddy, what you got up your sleeve for us this time?
Thanks, if it's all right with you and everybody, we'd like to do our new RCA Victor record that's just released called Do Me a Favor.
Well, now you just do us a favor and sing it, will you?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Call me before. Hug me and kiss me. Fill me the most. Tell me you need me. That you'll never go. Whisper so softly. And say that it's so. Now do me a favor. Hold me real tight. Make me feel better. Like you did last night. I know that tomorrow. Heartaches will set in. Now do me a favor and love me again. Now do me a favor. Hold me real tight. Make me feel better. Like you did last night. I know that tomorrow heartaches will set in. Now do me a favor and love me again.
Martin. Yes, sir. That's really wonderful, Benny, and thank you. You know, a few seasons ago, there was a famous racehorse named Whirlaway. Well, sir, Whirlaway is now the name of a new piano tune, and the effect is still the same. Here's the queen of the country piano racing right along on Whirlaway, Miss Del Woods. One of our recent RCA Victor record releases is a song called Unfaithful, and we'd like to do it for you now. A country ballad about the saddest turn a love affair can be. So here it is, Unfaithful.
Unfaithful, unfaithful, the whole town knows you're breaking my heart secretly. Unfaithful, unfaithful, your cheating shows you care for me so carelessly. You take any chance for a new romance, they whisper wherever you go. Unfaithful, thing you saw.
Enjoyed your visit to America's greatest country music show, and we want you back next week. We'll come calling for in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be Jim Reeves, along with his guest stars, the Lubin Brothers. Tell them this is Hanks and saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.